Okay, we left off on Chav Beis Amud Aleph on the last line on the Daf. Chav Beis Amud Aleph on the last line, the Gemara is commenting on the Mishnah. The Mishnah was on Chav Aleph on the base. So the last three lines in the Mishnah, it says, "Rebuted ben Misera Oimer and Kaisvim Lo Al Hanior Hamachuk V'Lo Al Had." Okay, we left off on Chav Beis Amud Aleph on the last line on the Daf. Chav Beis Amud Aleph on the last line, the Gemara is commenting on the Mishnah. The Mishnah was on Chav Aleph on the base. So the last three lines in the Mishnah, it says, "Rebuted ben Misera Oimer and Kaisvim Lo Al Hanior Hamachuk." Is it kosher if you write a get, or for that matter any shtar kinyan, on a background, on a piece of paper, on a piece of parchment?
We skipped it.
Yeah, we'll skip a little bit more because it's... We'll skip around 10 lines. It's not really our Eitzah. It's not Hilcha Shabbos, but carrying on Shabbos, any item that you carry has to have a shear in order to be chayv misa. So the Gemara gives a different shear for a different kind of parchment. Whether it's not treated at all, or it's treated a little bit, or it's treated even more, each one has to have a shear chashiv. Alright. But the last line on the daf, that's our asik, that's our business. So the Mishnah has a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda ben Misera and the Chachamim regarding a get. A get is both a shtar, just to review again, a get is both a shtar kinyan and a shtar raya. A shtar kinyan means that with this get, this creates the gerushin. That makes it that the woman is megureshes. And then if she'll hold on to that get will be able to serve as a shtar raya. Our practice is that we take the get away from the woman. This is the practice for the last few centuries. We take the get away from the woman, and the bezin gives her, the rav who's misada the get, the bezin gives her a ptur, so that serves as a shtar raya. That's a shtar maisa bezin. But as Mana Gemara, the practice was that the woman would hold on to the get, so the get would first serve as the shtar kinyan, and then later, by her holding on to it, that served as a shtar raya. So if you have a shtar raya that's written on a blackboard, and the witnesses signed everything written in chalk, and they signed in chalk, so that's meaningless, because whoever wants can erase the writing on top and rewrite whatever they want, and it'll look like that's what the Adam signed in the first place. So that's not a ksav. That's not muchach mitoicha. What kind of a shtar raya is that? Whenever you have a ksav sheyochel his dive, you can easily change the writing on top, and no one will know the difference. So that's not a good for a shtar raya. Is that good for a shtar kinyan? I don't want it. Let's say bizman hazeh the get doesn't serve anyway as a shtar raya. We're going to take it away from the woman. We're going to give her a ptur. So the ptur has to be muchach mitoicha. The ptur of the bezin has to be written on such a paper that if you'll erase it, you'll notice it has to be ksav sheyne yochel his dive. Well, what about the get bizman hazeh, which is not going to serve as a as a shtar raya, just going to serve for the purpose of the kinyan to affect the gerushin? So is there an insistence that the get has to be on a ksav, on a paper, shayna yochel hazeh? So that's the machlekes satanaim in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda ben Misera says it's no good. Ein kais, when you cannot write a get, loyal on yor amachuk, if the paper was erased, but loyal on diftera, diftera is parchment, which is partly treated, partly not treated, in such a way, that's the Gemara we're skipping, about the details of the different kinds of treatment, chemical treatment of the parchment. It's only treated to the extent that you can write on it, you can write well on it, but you can't really tell whether anything was written and erased on it. And the Chachamim Achshirim, and the Mishnah concludes, that the Chachamim hold that is good. So the Gemara says on the last line, of Beis Amin Aleph, who is this Machloikis? What is the Nikudas of Machloikis? Man Chachamim. Why does one Tana hold that it is good, one Tana holds no good? So the Gemara says that's the old machlekes, Rab Meir and Rab Lozer, that we learned so many times, comes up every 5-10 dafim in Gittin, whether it's a machlokes by get, a machlokes by shtar kiddushin, machlokes by shtar mechiras karka, and a machlokes by shtar matana by karka, a machlokes by any shtar kinyan. By any shtar kinyan that doesn't have to serve as a shtar raya, how does the shtar kinyan function? How does it work? So Rav Meir Shita is, by my giving you a raya that the karka belongs to you, this causes the karka to belong to you. But my giving a single girl a raya that she is married to me, that causes that she becomes married. By the husband giving his wife a shtar raya that she is no longer married to him, that she is divorced, that accomplishes the kinyan. So it has to begin as a shtar raya in order to affect the change, in order to become a shtar kinyan. Every shtar in the world, according to Rav Meir, is only one kind of shtar, a shtar raya. Except that sometimes I give you a shtar raya that I owe you money because I borrowed the money already. I already sold the karka to you, so I give you a shtar that the karka is yours. I already gave you the karka but matonas, so I give you a shtar raya that the karka is yours. And sometimes I want to affect this change. I want to give you a shtar that the karka should become yours. I give you a shtar raya that it's yours, and that causes that it becomes yours. So a mayor holds every shtar in the world has to be a shtar raya. Every shtar has to have Eidich Hasime. If it doesn't have Eidich Hasime, it's no good. And it has to be on a paper that's Eine Yochel his daif, and it should be Muchach Mitoicha. Everything should be a self-contained raya.
Rashi seems to see that he's asking, who's Machshir?
Yeah.
He's not asking on the Tanakhama.
Yeah, but the Gemara explains that the Tanakhama, Rabbi Yudah ben Meseire, holds like Rav Meir Shita. That Eidei Chasima Karsi, that every shtar kinyan in the world function by serving first as a shtar raya, and then it can affect the change. Then it can begin to accomplish the kinyan. And the Chachami Machshir, and that's Rav Loza Shita, that's how the Gemara says we paskin. And Dalar Amanav, the Gemara says Halacha Rav Loza Begitin, that we paskin Eidei Mesira Karsi. There's no need at all for Eidei Chasima. You don't have to have any witnesses signed at all. If you're talking about creating a shtar raya. So if you don't have any Eidich Hasima, what kind of a shtar raya is it? Where is their raya? You have to have people. You have to have people signing. Yeah, it doesn't mean anything if you have a statement that's not signed. But Rav Loza says it doesn't matter. That's if you want to make a shtar raya, you need Eidich Hasima. But if you're talking about a shtar kinyan, he wants to create kiddushin. He wants to create gerushin. He wants to create mekach or memkar by giving the maton of the karka to somebody else or selling the karka to somebody else. So then Rav Loza Shita is that you don't need a shtar raya. It's not by my giving you a raya that the house is yours, this causes the house to become yours. No. If I would have said Baal Peh, Sodi Nesum, Lechob, Matone, I say Baal Peh Hariat Mukudeshishli, I say Baal Peh Hariat Mugureshish Mimani, that's nothing. Just Baal Peh is nothing. But if I say that Baal Peh, and I'm a chazik that das, by writing it down on a piece of paper and I give it over to the woman, so it's a stronger das, makes it, elevates the das to a higher level, that's what accomplishes the kinyan of the gerushin, and that's what makes the kinyan of the kiddushin, and that's what makes the kinyan of the karka. It has nothing to do with my giving you a shtar raya. Not because I gave you a raya that we're married, that causes the marriage to take effect. Not at all, no raya at all. So that's the old machlekes, and we pass like Rav Loza, you don't even need Eidich Hasima min HaTorah. Eidim Mesira Kasi, you don't even need Eidich Hasima.
According to Rav Meir, isn't that reversing the normal order? A shtar raya is a receipt of something, a confirmation that an event has taken place. Mm-hmm. So you say, after you get the receipt, you know that's a thing.
Okay. But that's what he says. That's what he says. By my giving you a raya, that we are married, this causes us to become married. So by the husband giving his wife a raya, that we are divorced, that's
what he holds.
Comes together. Okay. That's a shita shtar. He said, that's what we usually think of a shtar in terms of a shtar signed on a bottom, that it's a raya, it's a receipt. So that's what Rav Meir says, every shtar in the world is a shtar raya. Rav Loza says, no, they're two totally different categories of shtar, one a shtar king and one a shtar raya. So that's what the Gemara says, that's the machlekes Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira and the Chachamim. And the Mishnah is the Zelba machlekes, says Rav Meir, Rav Loza. And we know that we pass from like Rav Loza, Eidim Mesira Kars. Here on this Gemara, we were learning Eidich Hasima Karis, Eidich Mesira Karis from the beginning of the Mesichta. Yeah. It came up in the first Sugya, right. And it was repeated a few times in other Mesichtas all over Shas. One place in Shas, Rashi blurts out what Rav Loza Shita is. Over here on this Gemara. The Rashi Yeshiva pointed out. There's a Sefer Imre Moshe by Rav Moshe Sokolovsky. There was a yeshiva in Brisk, not Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim didn't have a yeshiva in Brisk. The Talmud of Rav Chaim, Rav Moshe Sokolovsky, had a yeshiva in Brisk. So he wrote a sefer before he learned by Rav Chaim. He learned the old Derech HaLimud. So he wrote a sefer on Maleches Yantif. The name of the sefer is Maleches Yantif. All about Oichal Nefesh, and Itoich, and Hoyel, all aspects of Oichal Nefesh, and Machshir Oichal Nefesh. Then after he learned by Rav Chaim, he became a changed person, and everything is different. And he wrote a sefer called Imre Moshe. It's mainly on Anoshim and Ezekin. And it's a very heavy artillery, very heavy duty sefer. The real yeshiva is on Hetzes and the Sibis and Rav Chaim is all over the place. So he points out this Rashi. I remember Rav Soloveitchik also pointed out this Rashi. The Shaila is according to Rav Lozer, the way we paskin. Let's say a husband writes his wife a get, Hariat Megureshes Menu, Hariat Mataris al Chalodom, Vaidei Shtarze at Megureshes. And he gives the get to his wife in the presence of Eide Mesira. So that's Allah Eide Mesira Karsi. Why does Rav Lozer say Eide, what is the word Karsi? Makes it into a Sefer Krisis. It says because of Allah Sefer Krisis, a document of Gerishin. Krisis means Gerishin. So what makes it into the Shtar Gerishin? Sefer Krisis means a Shtar of Gerishin. So Rav Meir says Eide Chasima Karsi. The Eide Chasima make it into a Shtar Gerishin. Or if you talk about a Shtar Kiddushin, so you say Eide Chasima make it into a Shtar Kiddushin. Or if you're talking about a shtar mechiras karka, Eide Chasima make it into whatever kind of shtar you want to make it into. So Rav Meir holds that without Eide Chasima, it's not a shtar raya, and it's not called a shtar. That's not a shtar without it. And Rav Lozer disagrees. So according to Rav Lozer, why do you need the Eide Mesira? Eide Mesira make it into a shtar. Eide Mesira karsi. Eide Mesira make it into.
They see the action of what happened.
They're the proof that's true. So let's say when a boy gets married, under the chuppah you have kosher eidim. You have to have eidis lekiyam adova. The Gemara learns that from a pasuk. Dova dova mi mamon. It says by mamon al pishnei eidim al pishlosh eidim yakum dover. And it says by dova shabi ervo al kimotzeva ervo dova. So the Gemara learns that from that yalfuse that when you mekadosh an isha you have to have two eidim watching. So what's the halacha when a man is megarish his wife? So the Rabbi Natam said on Dalet and Aleph, we learn both that big places. Both the Rabbi Natam loyma, six lines from the bottom of the daf. Five lines from the bottom of all the tases in the Mabo. Oh, the Rabbi Natam loyma. That even according to Rabbi Meir, who says that you have to have Eidi Chasima to make it into a shtar krisis, into a shtar gerishin. Rabbi Meir also agrees you have to have Eidi Mesira. He says, it's loigorav hamachasene, you have to have two eidim watching when he gets eidim kiddushin. You have to have eidim slukim adova watching when the husband gives over the ring to the kalas, and when the husband gives the get to the wife. Abadi need eidim watching when he gives over the get. So the shaila is when Rabbi Loza disagrees with Rabbi Meir, and he says there's no need for eidim to sign the get. Eidim mesira is good enough. So why does Rabbi Loza require the Eidim Mesira? Eidim Mesira is the old din of Eidus Lekim Adover. That's the same din by Kiddusha Kesef. You need Eidus Lekim Adover. So that's all he says. That you need Eidim Mesira, Karsi, to make the Gerishin function. Because that's the halacha of Dover Dover Mimamin. You learn Xerishava that you need two Eidus Lekim Adover. But what if you're not talking about Gerishin? What if you're talking about Ashtar Mechiras Chometz? Mominus. A shtar mechira is chametz, a shtar mechira by karka, a shtar matona by karka. So there's no halacha that you need eidus lekim adova by karka. If you want to give a matona of karka, you want to sell karka, there's no halacha that you need eidus lekim adova. So would Rav Lozer still insist that you have to have eide mesira watching to make it into a shtar? That's the din of shtar. Just like Rav Meir says, you need eide chasima to make it into a shtar. So Rav Lozer holds, no, that no need for eide chasima, but you need eide mesira to make it into a shtar. Not because of a dovish of the erva needs, even in Dina Mammon, it's a shtar mechiras chametz. Also have to have two kosher eidim watching when you give over the shtar. Or perhaps you should say no, that Rav Loza shita that you need eidim mesira, that's simply because when you give over the get, it's like Gorif from giving over kesef kiddushin. Of course you need eidis lekim adova, but by shtar mechiras chametz, perhaps he would say that you don't need eidis lekim adova. So Tosus wasn't sure. Tosus on Dalet Amud Aleph. How does Sofik about this? Four lines from the bottom of the daf. In the Tesis they say, V'chein shtar matnas karka, towards the bottom of the Tesis, on Dalet Amud Aleph. four lines from the bottom of the daf. The chen shtar machnas karka shtar mecher shehu the kinyan karka. The eino le raya a shtar kinyan, not a shtar raya. Eino moel klum le rablozer im yadua shaloi nesana bifnei edim. You have to have edus lekiyam adova and a shtar by mominus. And a shtar by mominus you need edus lekiyam adova. Then Tosis says mil yesh lechaluk you can ding zach, but they don't say the other tzad that we said.
Yeah.
They give a different hesbos. So basically Tosis shita is that the halacha of edim isira karsi the rablozer is a din shtar. In order to make it into a shtar, you have to have edim isira. And this Rashi on the top of Chav Beis and Beis says like the Rambam that is not so. And the Rambam paskins like Rablozer. The Rambam has like this in Hilchas Mechira. In the beginning of Hilchas Mechira, the Rambam talks about transferring ownership of karka. Then if this few pro came into Hilchas Mechira, talks about transferring ownership of metaltalim. If I want to sell you svarim, I want to sell furniture, I want to sell clothing, I want to sell televisions, automobiles, whatever. So when the Rambam writes, in the different kinyana, by karka, you can transfer ownership of karka either case of shtar hazoke, and by metaltalim, the whole bunch of kinyana, mishicha, dvo, mesira, yad, chotzer, so a few more forms of kinyana. So when the Rambam starts off Hilchas Mechira, he says you can give all the karka case of shtar or chazoke. Then he says shtar keitzad. How do you do a shtar? So the Rambam writes kosev lo ala niyor sadi nesuna locha b'matana sadi kenuya locha, and he says and he has no need for ede chasime, no need for ede misira. He gives it beino le beino, and fartik. That's a good shtar. That's a loshon Rambam, and the mechaber is matik. The mechaber in the chayshem mishpat nehilchas. Mechiras Karka quotes the Lashon HaRambam verbatim. You give, you kosev lo ala neyor, sodin nesun lecho b'matone, no edich hasima, no edich mesira, no edich lo beino le beino, and it's good. And Hilchas Gerishin, when the Rambam writes, how do you give a get? So he says, there's no need for edich hasima, because he passes like a blazer. Then he writes, you give the get to the woman. The Rambam says, you have to give it in the presence of edich mesira, because how can it be the woman yesterday was married and today she's single? So the Rambam is explaining the same as Rashi says over here, that it's because of Dova. You see the third line on the Rashi on Chav Beis on the days. Rashi quotes the Gemara of Erva Dova Dova Mimam and the Gzer Shavu, that you need Eidus Lekima Dova. But the way Rashi says it's only a din, Rashi and the Rambam. The Aloha that Eidim Sira Karsi is not a din in Hilchus Shtara, it's that La Ashvuya Shtara. To make it, Rameya Shita de Eide Chasima Karsi, Rameya Hod Eide Chasima, make it into a shtar. If you're going to have a shtar without Eide Chasima, that's not a shtar. But Rab Loza Shita, who holds that you need Eide Mesira, that's not to make it into a shtar. The shtar is a good shtar without any Eide Chasima, without any Eide Mesira. So by shtari moment is good. Beino la Beino is good, no problem. By Gitin Mikidushin, you need Eide Slukim Adova. So Adova should be ever needs Eide Slukim Adova. And Taisvis and the Ramban, the Taisus is on Dalet Amud Aleph, and the Ramban is on Peivov. The Ramban on the bottom of the Rif has the long discussion. Also, the Ramban has the same pilpul as Taisus. What would you say by Shtari Momin? Would you require Eidim Mesira or not? And the Tzad to say that not, is not that they're giving in to Rashi and the Rambam, that the Allah of Eidim Mesira is only because of Dovish of the Erva. No, they give a different hez, but why there's a Tzad to say that there's no need? A different explanation.
Isn't it like
a
Doz Baldin to marry Eidim Dovi?
That's what Taisa says, but what does that mean? You have to explain that, right. So we discussed it when we learned it. So this is a famous Rashi. This Rashi, this is a famous Rashi. Just in connection with the Mishnah, what did the Mishnah say? The Machlekes Hatanoim. Machlekes Rav Meir or Blazer is the Machlekes Rav Yudah ben Miseira and the Chachamim in the Mishnah. Can you write to get Al Hanayor Hamachuk? What do you mean? You have a piece of paper that was once written, and I erased everything, and I rewrite everything on top. So the get is written on machak, and the edim signed ala machak. So why is that a ksav sheyochel his daif? Because he can take an eraser, he can erase everything, and then I'll rewrite it. Huh? He'll rewrite it, and you won't know the difference between first being erased twice and being erased once. So that's what Taisus quotes a Gemara. Taisus over here, Chav Beis Amud Aleph. It's really, this Taisus should be printed on the Mishnah. Al loyal on Yor HaMachuk. I remember many years ago, when I was 13 years old, I went to learn in Lakewood. Rabbi Tendler sent a whole, I was in Rabbi Tendler's class in the first year in high school. So So he sent a whole, he had a single brother at that time, Yossi Tendler, the one who's in charge of the Baltimore yeshiva, was single at that time learning in Lakewood. So he sent a whole group of about 10 boys from the yeshiva to learn in Lakewood in the summertime. So remember, Abayan Kotler, Zechana Lebracha, was busy running around Shnarin Geld the whole week. He wasn't in the yeshiva the whole week, he was just there Shabbos. Shabbos, he can't collect any money, he can't make it. So Shabbos, he was there, and he said a shiur, they were learning Gittin. So he gave a shiur on this Tosfos, and he said over Rabbi Kiveges Kasha, and the Drush V'chidush, and he said a whole shtickle Torah for the Torah. So I remember Matzoi Shabbos, I didn't understand one word of the shiur. I didn't know what Rabbi Kivega had asked. I didn't understand the Gemara. I didn't know the Gemara. I didn't know Rabbi Kiveges Kasha. I didn't understand anything. So I saw right after the shiur, 2 minutes after the shiur, everybody cleared out from the base medrash and they all went to the back room. There was a Talmud Chacham, Yankel Schiff, very big Talmud Chacham. Now he married Abelvela Soloveitchik's daughter. He married the Brisker Rav's daughter after Abelvela passed away. He had a single daughter that he married. Abelvela had met him while he was alive. He agreed to the shidduch while he was alive. So they happened to get married after he died. So Yankel Schiff used to say the Chazar shiur. So everybody ran to the back room. He said over the whole shiur. I didn't understand one word that he said either. I didn't understand the whole thing, what it was all about. So remember that on Matzoi Shabbos, we said Kiddush Levana. In the middle of Kiddush Levana, one of the boys told me that Rabban Kotler wants to talk to me. So I had a leave, and I just said the bracha, and I went in. So he said, Yingale. He tells me in Yiddish, Zogive the Shia. So I started to say over the Gemara. So he saw I didn't understand the Gemara. So he said, good, get up, shang it up. That's enough. So remember, this was the Taisus that he had. Rabbi Kivega had a kasha on this Taisus, and he had a whole teretz on the kasha. So Taisus says over here, Taisus quotes an often in Gemara in Bava Basra, that the Gemara said you can tell the difference between being erased once and being erased twice. So what does the Mishnah say? If you're going to write al on the Yor HaMochuk on a piece of paper that was erased, it can't be able to tell. Why is it not Yochel his dice? So Tosfos says, no, we're talking about a different story over here. The bottom of the piece of paper where the signatures are was once written and erased. So the Edom are going to sign on an erased part of the piece of paper, and the Get is going to be written on a clear part that was never erased. So if the guy wants to be a wise guy, he can erase everything and then rewrite it, and everything will have been erased once. So he can get away with this. That's the Meduber in the Mishnah. If everything, the whole piece of paper from top to bottom was once written, and everything was erased, then everybody would agree you can write to get everything ala machak. You can write to get ala machak and achasim is ala machak, because the Gemara says you can detect. You can detect the difference. You can tell the difference between erased once and erased twice. Maybe you can't tell the difference.
Yeah, but what was there first? Why isn't the fact that it was erased already erased?
Make it erase.
Okay.
Why?
No, it's expensive. By us, we throw out paper, like nothing. This is expensive stuff. So they once had a document. They once had a document and then it was paid up, whatever. So they erased all things. They want to reuse the piece of paper.
The table clothes.
And the fact that it shouldn't be
that you could erase.
Funny. In other words, people realize that they're doing it more
saving
for the expense of the paper rather than the
finally, it was a common practice.
That it was something wrong.
It was a common practice. They had a piece of paper that was erased once and twice and three times, as long as the piece of paper was still holding ink. So they're going to use that piece of paper.
But the fact that you can erase it in itself shouldn't be used.
No, but if you can erase it, and then you can tell the difference whether it was erased once or twice. So then it's Yochel his diet. So Taisa says like this, if everything was already written on and everything was erased, then everybody agrees that you can write the get on the erasure, and they'll sign on the erasure. And it's a ksavsha Yochel his diet. Later you will be able to detect whether anybody fooled around or not. But Hachav am I asking on what is the case that some achleikis in the Mishnah with Tzav Sheni Yochel Lezayif, they get they're going to write on the blank part of the piece, clear part of the paper that was never written before. Only the Edom are going to sign on the bottom on the part that's Yochel Lezayif. So according to Reb Meir, that you have to have Tzav Sheni Yochel Lezayif, this is no good because someone can be a wise guy, they can erase everything that's written before and rewrite it, then it'll come out. Everything is ala machak, and it looks as if that's the way it was written originally. The shtar ala machak, and the chsim is ala machak, and everybody will think that that's good. So the Edom had no right to sign that shtar in the first place. Ala machak, hu ala niyor, the Edom ala machak, they shouldn't have signed it in the first place. Now, Shedi Keni Koin Terab Lozor, you don't have to have that anything should be Yochel his diet. doesn't have to serve as a raya. If it's erased, it's not going to be good as a raya. We're just talking Edom and Sira Karsi. You don't have to have Ksav Shiachal as a raya, so it's good. That's what Tosis points out, Pashiv Shan. So Rabbi Kivega here has a kasha. Rabbi Kivega affect a kasha. But what are we talking about over here? We're talking about a case 10 years later, 20 years later, the woman finds another shidduch, she wants to remarry. So she produces the get. Yes. With the signatures written on the rough part of the piece of paper, it obviously had something else written before and was erased. Now you have signatures, but then the whole get on top, there's no erasure. The get is al aniyar. The get is al aniyar, the eid of al amachak.
So Rabbi Kivega, what's the item signed before?
No, someone had written something else on the bottom of the piece of paper, and then they erased it. And now they're holding by writing a get, so they write the first 12 lines is written all on the yard that was never used before, and the Makam Chasim Zaydim happened to have been used previously for something else. Whatever they wrote.
Chashash. Maybe they would erase it.
So Rabbi Kivega is bothered with Akasha. 5-10 years later, she produces the get. So you look at the get, there are no erasures on the first 12 lines. So why should the Gemara say that? That's how Tosis learns the case over here. That the get is written al aniyar, never erased in the Chasim Yisrael. So now, when she produces it 5-10 years later, if it's still like that, so why isn't it good? You see that nothing was changed. So why does that depend on Rav Meir Rabbi Loza? That's Rabbi Kivega's kasha. But that's why Baron Kotler gave a teretz on that. So, I don't know. I don't remember one word that he said. I didn't remember. I didn't understand the Gemara. So I didn't understand Rabbi Kivega's kash. So I imagine the teretz was that since the Edom had no right to sign in the first place, you're not allowed to sign your name on a bottom on a document that could easily be falsified. If you're signing ala machak, you're signing on a part of the paper that was once written on and erased. And the whole get is written al aniyar that was never written on before. So at the time that you signed it, you had no right to sign such a thing. Some wise guy can erase everything and rewrite it. So since you signed keneged adin, so that's not a chasima. It's not a good chasima. So according to Rameir, that you have to have eidei chasima, it has to be mucha mitarech. This is no good. They had no right to sign in the first place. According to Rav Loza, dal mihachad eidei chasima, forget eidei chasima. You don't need any. You don't need mucha mitarech. You don't need eidei chasima. You can't say they had no right to sign the get. So it's not a raya. So still, the ksav on top is a good ksav. That's the machlekes, Rav Meir and Rav Loza.
But the difference between Rashi and Tosfos would be that Rashi thinks that you cannot recognize whether it was erased once or twice, and Tosfos thinks that...
I don't know. Tosfos quotes are not in the Gemara. Tosfos quotes are not in the Gemara. I don't know, I don't know how Rashi learns. I don't know. I don't think Rashi is going to disagree with the Gemara.
Okay, but that's what the Mashmah from Rashi, because Rashi says that you can erase again. And Rashi does not bring up the argument that in that case you will recognize.
I don't know. So Mustama Rashi says that you cannot recognize, it's hard to recognize.
Okay.
Yeah. The easiest pshat is like Rashi. It sounds like Rashi, but Tosfos quotes this Gemara, so they reinterpret it. Okay.
You write on the bottom there, let's say it's an emergency, and this get takes place. Can two other witnesses write that this was written on Niyar that was perfect on top, and on the bottom it was written on Niyar that was already erased once before, and it's so noted?
I mean, they should write that before they sign.
Right.
They should write that on a part that's not erased.
It'll
be mukach mitaycha. Let's say sometimes they write these fancy, I was once at a wedding, they had such a fancy ksuba, and the sefer wrote the chassan's name wrong. He had the wrong name. So what are they going to do? Use a different ksuba. They spent $1,000 to write such a fancy ksuba. So I remember Rabbi Felder, Zechanel Vacher, it was a wedding in Toronto. So Rabbi Felder said they should write on the bottom. He wrote it. He had a beautiful handwriting. So he wrote that on the 5th, he got the sefer to erase the name and rewrite it. He wrote the wrong name. And then on the bottom, after Hakol Shari V'Kayam, so he wrote in Hebrew that on the 4th line and on the 6th line and on the 8th line and on the 12th line, whatever, there's an erasure and we rewrote the name. And that, the correction, what he wrote on the bottom was written on clear paper. It was not erased. Nothing was erased. And then he had this Edom sign after everything. They signed after the Kiyom HaMachak. That's called the Kiyom HaMachak. If you have an erasure in the Ksuba, in a document, then the Edom write on the bottom, and there's an erasure here, and the correct word that we rewrote is whatever, X, Y, Z. And they sign on that too. So they're being made that's the correct
Nusa. They initial a check. With
right. But here they didn't initial. Here they signed the names on the bottom.
Would you be able to do it by a get?
By get is even easier, because a get, a ksuba is supposed to serve as a shtaraya. A get is only a shtar kinyan lemaisa. By us, the get does not serve as a shtaraya. It's really a pella. Why do we bother the yadim that they should sign the get? To be mekayim the takonas ha-mishnah, sheyu yadim chos ma'al get mitan tikkun oilam. We take the get away right away. We take the get away from the woman that doesn't serve as a shtaraya. We're going to give her a ptur. So lemaisa by us, the get only serves as a shtar kinyan. It doesn't serve as the shtaraya. In fact, that's why by get, the Ramo writes in Eved Ezer that the minig is that we only write the first names, Yankel, Bereb, Shmerel, whatever, and the girl's, her first name, the father's first name, you don't write the family names. So them is, that's a big problem. Ramosha Feinstein had in his sefer about this, and Rav Soloveitchik used to always tumul about this. That if you're just going to write the first name, so if you live in a little derful within Gansan, 20 families, so there's only one person, Yosef ben Shimon. But the Mishnah says in the end of Bava Batra, if you live in a big city and you have two people with the name Yosef ben Shimon, you have to write the grandfather's name. You have to have Pliny ben Pliny ben Pliny. And sometimes in New York, it's such a big city, you have millions of people. You can have many people with the same Pliny ben Pliny ben Pliny, three generations. Yishaleshu, the Mishnah says, you're also going to have many people with the same. So that's what Moshe Feinstein in his Sefer, Rav Soloveitchik, always used to say, Balpeh, you have to write L'mishpachas. In Iksuba, any Shtar Raya, you have to write the family name. If you're not going to write the family name, so it's Mamishna Yosef ben Shimon and Dor Birachas. So how come by get we don't write the family name? Adarabba, the Ramos says the minig is the Bedavka, we don't write. Because there's a Mishnah later in Gittin that says, Kosov Chanichosa, the Chanichosa Kshero. Where is that? That's on an Omid base in the end of the Mesichta. Forgot where it is. The Mishnah says, "B'diyevet kasev chanichasa v'chanichasa ksheira." So Tosis says, "Kigon ibn Ezra." Tosis says it goes if you write family names. I forgot where it is. If you write family names, so Tosis says that that's only kosher b'diyevet, but lachatchili you don't. So there are more quotes that there are meaning is that we follow that Mishnah, that Tosis, that we don't write family names. But dafke we don't write. It doesn't make sense if you don't write the family name.
So
Shnei Yosef ben Shimon in New York City, such a big city. So the answer is that the get, on the Ptur Zichah you write in the family name. But on the get doesn't serve by us, the get doesn't serve at all a raya. We plan in advance to take it away. We've been doing it for centuries already. So we know in advance we're going to take it away. It's Tama Pele, why we still continue, Sashverezach, why we still continue to insist that the Eidim should sign the get. What are they, it's an act of futility. What do we bother them? What do we mutcher them? They should sign their name and the letters shouldn't touch and they should practice. Sometimes the Eidim don't know how to sign. So we much of them to have to practice spelling their names and make sure you know how to write. What are you going to sign? They're going to take away the get right away. You're not going to accomplish anything by this.
So if when they give the get has to be...
According to Rav Meir, yeah, but we don't... According to Rav Meir, a get without any hasim is no good, but we don't pass for like Rav Meir. No. No. There is an Indian to be choshish for a sheeta that you don't pass for like, but not if the Gemara passed for the Farish. The Gemara says the Farish Hilchas the Kerablozah begitten. So that's Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in his Sefer, that's not a Midas Chassidus to be Choshish for a Shita, that's Opgepaskin Beferish in the Gemara, the Loikavose. That's not a Midas Chassidus. When you have a Machloikis, a Rishayinim and a Machloikis, Achreinim or something, or if you have a Machloikis in the Gemara, that's not Itmar Beferish, it's not Opgepaskin. But this is the Gemara itself, Paskin Beferish. Kaimelon Halochik Rablozah begitten. So it's Tamep's very strange why we still continue to follow that Mishnah, that the Mishnah says. We treat it like a davar shebeminyan. We treat it as if the Tanoi made a takana that according to Rav Lozzi, you have to have Eidi Chasima. So we insist. Eidi Mesir, Zichah you have to have. But the Mishnah says, Yehu Eidim Chasim Malaget, Mepnei Tikkun Oilam. So even though what it really means is, you should see to it that the woman has a shtarai, so we fulfill that by giving her the ptur. But by the Eidim starting on the get, that accomplishes nothing because we're going to take it away. The rabbi is going to have it on his file. Yeah. It's not going to serve as the shtarai for the woman. So it's nonetheless, since the Mishnah says that's a takana, that's a summary shanim. Taisa said that it's only a tetaiv, it's not a takana. But other Rishanim took it as a sheyehu ha'edim, it's a takana that they have to sign. So we still continue that takana satanaim, even though it doesn't really make sense today.
How does he know the kish for a reason, right? In case you lose the tour, right? Something like that.
He writes a note.
They don't have his family name.
So he writes on the back. He writes on the back. In English, he writes when they get the family name and so on.
When did the Ptur come in? When did they start it?
A few centuries.
And what was the reason? find the tum. They don't have to find the tum.
That's what some suggest. The Rabbeinu Tam made a chem shelo lahotzi la'azal aget. So if the woman is going to walk around with the get, so there's more of a chance, more of a likelihood that someone's going to chep it. Some wise guy's going to look at the get, so that's why, that's what my father always said. I don't know if Achrenim say like that, that's what my father always said. That's why my father was a Masada Gittin for many, many years. So he thought that that's the reason why this minig developed. That you take away the get from the isha and you give her a p'tur. So whatever they're going to chep it, they'll chep on the p'tur. But they're not going to see the original get, so they won't be able to be Moitzi Lazal again. But exactly when, historically, when it began, I don't know. The early Achrenim from a few centuries ago already record this meaning, that they took away the get and they gave the woman a p'tur. And they discussed the validity of the p'tur. What, the takana that the Yehudim should sign the get? That's a question. So some Rishonim hold that that was a takana. Sounds like it's a takana that they should sign it. So l'chayra today we fulfill that takana by giving the woman the p'tur. So we have the meaning, no, we want to fulfill the takana kids through Rasei Mamish literally. Well, we have the Eidim Messiah. But Taisus said that Mishnah never meant the takana, just an Eidim Taiva. So according to Taisus, for sure it doesn't make any sense why we bother the Eidim to sign the get.
Yeah, but at least when you get the tour, you know, you don't have to worry about bringing the get to get Kiyam a get by best. You already have it, that's already finished. So
okay. Okay. Good. So you don't have to have key? Okay. Okay. Now the Gemara has a new shayla on the top line. The Omer Rabbi Elazar, this is the Amor Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar was a Talmud of Rabbi Yechanan, he lived in Eretz. Rabbi Yechanan was the first generation of Amoraim, he was a Talmud of Rabbi Yudah Nasi. And one of his Talmidim was Rabbi Elazar. That you shouldn't confuse Rabbi Elazar the Tana with Rabbi Elazar the Amora. And Tanoim there were also more than one person. There was Rabbi Elazar, and there's Rabbi Eliezer, and there's Rabbi Elazar, different Tanoim, but the similar names are the same names. But this one is an Amora. The Omer, Rabbi Elazar, this is the same Rabbi Elazar as Omer Aleph. Rabbi Elazar says the Mishnah goes like the Tana, Rabbi Eliezer. That's not him.
Yeah.
Omer Rab Loza Rab Lezahi. The Mishnah goes like the Tana Rab Lezah. It's not him. So the Omer Rab Loza. Noch adinat Rab Loza Gizok. He says, Lehichshe Rab Loza Elo Lealter. Let's say the Rab Loza Shita is that Edim is Sira Karsi. So let's say the Baal gave a get to his wife on a piece of paper which is Yochel his Dayif. So the Hasim is Edim is meaningless. So let's say they didn't even bother to have any Edim sign. What are the Edim going to sign if you on a blackboard? What do they have to bother to sign? So the woman is walking around with a get that's written on a blackboard. So that cannot serve as a shtar raya. There's a shver Rashi over here that Tosis on Omer Aleph Chep is on the Rashi. Rashi sounds as if Ksav Shein Yochel is Dayif can sometimes serve as a raya. So Tosis says that's impossible. If the Ksav is Yochel is Dayif, it's not Muchach Mitoicha. How can it be a raya? That's the ABC of what's going on in the whole Gemara here. That whenever the ksav is yochel is daif, so there's no raya. So let's say the husband divorced his wife with a get that he wrote, that the sefer wrote, on a blackboard, with no chasimus on the bottom. So according to Rabbi Elazar, it's good for the gerushin, she's mugureshes, but it's no good for the raya. So let's say next week she wants to remarry. 10 days later, the woman, while she yihotra and ashirah, she wants to remarry. So she goes to another city. Let's say in this city, so she'll bring the Edom, let's say. She goes to another city. How is she going to prove that she's divorced? Let's say everybody knows that this woman is Becheskes Eish HaSish. If a woman comes to the community and she wants to get married, and we ask her, are you an Eish HaSish? She says, no. I was once married and I got divorced. So then the Mishnah says, that's HaPesh HaOsa HaPesh HaHitir. That's the Mishnah in the second Perek in Ksuba. Since we don't know whether she was ever married before. Yeah. She could have just as well told us, I was never married. From the day she was born, she was single, she was never married. We can't tell if she was ever married. So then since she could have said, Pnuyani, so when she says, Eshishish Haisi, Vin is Garashti, so that's called Apeshasa Apeshita. But if she's in a community where people know her, we knew for the last 25 years that the woman was married, everybody knows who she is. All of a sudden now, she says that she's divorced and she wants to remarry. So you have to prove that you were divorced. So today we have a p'tur. Or b'zman ha-talmud, b'zman ha-gemar, the woman walking around with the get that had a chasima. What if the whole get is a ksav she-yochel his daif? The husband gave her a get written on a blackboard. So that's a ksav she-yochel his daif. So that's not good l'raya. So if she wants to remarry, if she wants to remarry, she has to bring the Edim who remember that the woman got divorced. This document that she has is worthless. So that's what Rabbi Loza says, Lahich Sherel Rabbi Loza, the Tana Rabbi Loza says, that a get that's written on a background, on a piece of paper, which is Yochel's daif, is good. That's only Lialter if it's very soon. If it's pretty soon, within a couple of days after the time that the husband gave the wife to get, so then if the Eidim will come al peh and testify that the husband divorced her, so then it'll be good. But if she's going to wait 10 days later or longer, Koshken longer, 5 years later, 20 years later, then she's going to want to get remarried. So how is she going to prove that she was divorced? She'll bring this black foot. The black foot is a ksav sheyochel lezad gonishver. She's going to bring the Eidim. The Eidim may remember, funny get, a get on a blackboard. They may remember that she got divorced, but they may not necessarily remember that there was a string attached. Yeah. Maybe there was a tenai that the husband said the gerishin should only be good on the condition that you give me so much money within so much time. How are the Eidim going to remember? A lot of things happen in their lives. They can't remember everything. Within the first week or so, the first week and a half, mechateisa, they'll remember. But nikan, arasara yomim, if it's 10 days later or further away, then the Eidim will not be able to testify that the woman is Megoresh, is because Chayshina, we have to be concerned, Dilma have a Beit Tanah, the Zayfah say, maybe there was really a Tanai on the blackboard, and then she erased it and she rewrote something, so the blackboard is gone Ishver. The blackboard is no good L'Rai at all, even if it has Chasimus Eidim, there's nothing as Yochel Izay. And the Eidim Balpeh, you can't expect Eidim to remember all the details. They may just remember vaguely participating in a Gerishin, but they may not necessarily remember the Tanoim. That's what Rav Loza says.
We make a flat rule. They're not believed.
So Rav Loza says they're not believed. We cannot rely on witnesses to remember details of a story. That's so. Rav Yechanan, his Rebbe, disagrees, and we pass him like their Rebbe. Rav Yechanan Omar, we usually have a klal. Ein halacha ki talmid b'makom harav. Whenever there's a machlokes on amarayim between the Rebbe and the Talmud, so we paskin like the Rebbe against the Talmud up until the tkuf of Abai v'Rava. Abai v'Rava were later amarayim. May Abai v'Rava the Eilach, then we have the klal faket, hilchus kibasroi. We assume that the later amarayim were more into working out l'psak halacha. Like in more recent years, the big Rosh Hashivas in Europe were interested in working out big shiurim, and in our generation, no one's working out any big shiurim, working out the details of, everyone keeps on putting out Piske Halacha, Stifri Halacha, Shmir Shabbos Kolchosa, and a million other swarm like that, Alikat of all the Poskim. So that's in the days of the Amorim also like that. Till the days of Abai Barava, they were all original thinkers, everybody had something new to say. And Abai Barava Vielach, they were working more in Psak Halacha, so then the Fakert, Hilchus HaKibasra. So here we're going to pass him like Rabbi Yechanan against Rabbi Loza. Rabbi Yechanan was the Rebbe of Rabbi Loza. Rabbi Yechanan says, not true. I feel a mikan about Asara Yomim also good. What do you mean the Yedim are not going to remember? You'll ask them, do you remember that there was a time? They say, if they say, we're not sure, maybe yeah, maybe not. Okay? But if the Yedim say, we remember there was a get, we absolutely don't remember that there was any tonight to the best of our knowledge. The woman is Mugaresh, it's with no strings attached. How about it? Good. You can give a man Einish Misa by witnesses testifying that they saw him murdered 25 years ago. The Gemara says in Ksubis, a person can testify 10, 20 years after he saw the mice, and we don't assume that he doesn't know what he's talking about. Unless you see that he has hardening of the arteries, or he has hallucinations or something. But if he looks like he's an intelligent, normal person, the aid, and he looks like he knows what he's talking about, and he says, I testify that this is it, he was the person who murdered the other one, and I saw it, and there was Hasra, so then you assume that he does remember. So Rabbi Yechanan says, the same as in Ksubas, Afilu Mikan Barasayam, not only 10 days later, 10 years later also. If the aide says, I don't remember, he doesn't remember, but if he says, I remember that there was a good get, there were no strings attached. It's good. The Misa, the Havibi Tanai, Mitka Dechiri, the aide would certainly have remembered it. Okay. So that's what we assume like Rabbi Yechanan. Naza Nushayla. How far does Rabbi Loza here on Dalet Amid Aleph? The Gemara spoke, that was the first time the Masechta spoke about this Machlekes Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Loza. So the Gemara said a Loshen there that we paskin like Rabbi Loza Begitin. Take a look on the 10th line from the top. The Gemara says, Mahadrina, not Rabbi Loza, will try to say that the Stam Mishnah, here we, the very first Mishnah, that Shliach Lo Hilochas HaGet, that comes from Chutz Loretz, has to say Befonanechtam before he gives the Get to the Isha. The Gemara discussed, what is it all about? Why Befonanechtam? Why Befonanechtam? What does it mean? So the Gemara says, on the one hand, you try to Zetzayin the Mishnah like Rab Meir because Stam Mishnah Rab Meir. On the other hand, we would like to Zetzayin the Mishnah like Rab Loza, the Kai Malon Ki Rab Loza, Hilchasa Ki Rab Loza Begitin. That's how the Gemara says. Mahadrina and the Rab Meir, the one opinion tried to Zetzayin the Mishnah like Rab Meir, the Stam Mishnah like Rab Meir. So it should fit in. And Mahadrina and Rab Loza because the Kai Malon Hilchasa Kavase Begitin, because we pass like Rab Loza by Get Isha. So Tosis there wants to know the first line in that big Tosis, the Kai Malon. Why does the Gemara say the Kaimalon Hilchas Kavasei Begitin? We pass like Rab Loza Begitin. The Machlokes Rab Loza and Rab Meir. The original Machlokes is Taka Eidi Hasima Karsi, as opposed to Eidi Nesira Karsi. What makes it into a Sefer Krisus? So that word Sefer Krisus, the original language, the terminology, was formulated with respect to Gitin. But the Gemara never made a distinction between Gittin and any, all the other Shtari Kinyan. By Shtari Raya, there never was a Machloikas. Everybody agrees that by Shtari Raya, after Abedi Chasim, it has to be Muchach Mitoichai, it has to be Aksab Shein Yochel Izdai. Everybody agrees it's not a Shtari Raya if it's not Muchach Mitoichai. But the Machloikas Rameh Rab Loza is by all Shtari Kinyan. So why does the Gemara say that we pass from like Rab Loza be Gittin to the exclusion of what? So Tosis says nothing. Tosis says nothing. Doesn't mean anything. That Tosis Dalet Amud Aleph says the first line. Mishum Demayri Hocha Begitin. We're learning Gittin here. I may be Gittin Dina Sayam. That's why. Nokat Gittin. Gemar Chapsa. Aval Alocha Gemar Saf Bishar Shtaris. And all Shtari Kinyan. The din is like Rab Lozer. And Tosis shows that Gemara says so Beferish in Sanhedrin Dav Chav Ches. That's what Tosis says. So our Gemara seems to be picking up this theme. So the Gemara has like this. The Yomer, Rab Loza, here's the same Amora, Rab Loza, the Talmud of Rabbi Yechanan, says a third thing. The first thing that he said is good. And the second and the third, we no good. We don't accept the second and the third thing that Rab Loza said. The first thing Rab Loza said over here was he explained the Machlekes and the Mishnah, Rabbi Yudah ben Meseir, and the Chachamim, is the Machlekes and Rab Loza. The second thing that he said, that Edom may forget all the details of the case after 10 days. Some people will forget after 10 days. Some people forget after half an hour. Yeah, and other people will remember 20 years later. So the Bezin should see what kind of a person they're dealing with. If he looks like a person who is alert, you ask him other things. Do you remember other things that happened 20 years ago? So if he looks like he can remember, so you can rely on him telling you that he remembers that this get was with no strings attached. So that the second din of Rab Loza we don't accept. We follow Rabbi Yechon. Now he says the third din. V'yom Rab Loza nachazar chatigizot. Lohichshe Rab Loza, Rab Loza the Tana, who says that Eidim Nesira Karasi only begitin. Avol b'shar shtaris loy. We don't, Rab Loza never said it. Not that we don't pass him like Rab Loza. Yet this came on this gizot. Rab Loza never said it. Rab Loza never said it. Tosis proves from the Gemara in Sanhedrin that he did say it. That's because we don't hold like this Rabbi Loza, the Amora. We follow Rabbi Yechanan who disagrees. The Gemara is going to disagree with Rabbi Loza now. What does he say? Lo'ichshe Rabbi Loza v'ele begitin, aval b'shar shtaris loy, all other shtaris, Rabbi Loza never said it. Why? V'chsiv unesatem bichli cheres, l'man yamdu yomim rabim. That's the Haftarah of Parshas Behar. When the Navi Yirmiyahu was told b'nevuah that his cousin has a field in the city Anosos and the armies are coming to attack, the enemy is coming, so he wants. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yirmiyahu he should buy the field from his uncle, from his cousin, and he should make two shtaris, a sefer agolin and a sefer achosim. That's a get pashut and a get mekusher. A sefer agolin means a get pashut. Everything is written on one side of the page. And a Sefer HaChosim is a Get Mekushe, where you write a little bit and you fold it over and you sew it up, then you write a little bit more, you fold it over and you sew it up, and you can't see anything. And then the Edom sign on the back. And every time there's a stitching, so the Edom have to sign, and you have to have a minimum of three Edom. A Get Mekushe has to have at least three Edom, and a Get Poshet only has to have two Edom. Get Poshet, everything reads on one side, and the Get Mekushe is back and forth on the other side. So that's how the Gemara understands the Pasuk there in Yirmiyah. He should write two shtaris, unasatam bichli cheres, and he should put the two shtaris in a special jar, in a special container, The man Yamnu Yamim Rabim, that the shtar should last for a long time, how many years? For 70 years. That after Golda's bubble, after the Golda's bubble, the Rabban Shalom told Yirmiyahu Navi that Yirmiyahu Navi asked, what am I buying this field for? If the enemy armies are about to take away the whole Medina, so what is he making an investment in real estate? He knows it's going to go down within a week. He's going to lose his whole investment. So the Rabban Shalom said, as a siman of B'nai Yisrael, they should all invest in Eretz Yisrael. You're going to go into Golda's bubble for 70 years, but after the 70 years you're going to come back. So make sure you put away the shtaris, the Sefer HaGoli, with the Sefer HaChasim, put it in a safe deposit vault, put it away in a jar. Laman Yamnu Yom Ibrahim should last for a long time, and in 70 years I promise you, you'll all be back in Eretz Yisrael, and you'll take your shtar when you get back your sada that you just bought now. Now you lose it, the enemy's going to take it, but in 70 years, your 8 o'clock will come back and get it. So Rabbi Loza learns that, the Rabbi Loza the Amora claims, based on that pasuk, that Shtari Mamon, I want to give you a shtar to transfer ownership of my karka. I want to sell karka to you, I want to give you a karka b'matona. So he says, even a shtar kinyan has to be roi l'raya. If it's not roi l'raya, even though Rabbi Loza holds edi misira karka, you don't really need edi chasima. But he's masking, he's moider, Rav Loza moider, need edi chasima for shtaraya, that there was never machlekes on. So from this pasuk, leman, yam, the yomim rabim, the amoira Rav Loza claims that according to the Tana Rav Loza, all shtari momen that are omdim lekinyin have to be roy to serve as a shtaraya. And if it doesn't have edi chasima, it cannot serve as a shtaraya, so it wouldn't even be good for a kinyin. Lohichshe Rav Loza ele begitin de kayetze bo. Rav Loza only says that Eidim is Sira Karsa by get, by Shtar Kiddushin, that's about all. By get, but in Shtari Mamin, every Shtar Kinyan has to be Oymed Lirai, because that's what it says in the Pasuk, Laman Yam the Yabim Ram. So Rabbi Yechanan, it's not true. Rabbi Yechanan Amar, that's not true. All those Gemaras that Tosis quotes on Dalet Amud Aleph, that's according to Rabbi Yechanan. In Sanhedrin and in later on Daf Pei Vav, all the Gemaras, where it says that not only did Rav Loza say it, Bechol Shtari Mamon, we even Paschal like Rav Loza even in Shtari Mamon. The halacha is that Eidei Mesira Karsa, you don't need Eidei Chasima, you don't need that it should be a Shtar Raya, even in Shtari Mamon not. Rav Yechanan Amar, Rav Yechanan, the Rebbe of Rav Loza disagrees with the Amar Rav Loza. He says, not true, Afilu Bishtaris, even in Shtari Mamon is also good. But says the Navi, the Rabban Shalom told him an Eitz Taiva Kamash Malon. He told him put it away. It's a simin Lebnei Yisrael. They're going to come back, but it's not. It doesn't imply a halacha that a shtar kinyan by mominus is not valid to accomplish the kinyan unless it's right to serve as a raya. It's not true. Sure. Tosis has a long discussion. Okay, Tosis makes it complicated. This is the Pashup Shat in Gemara. When the Psak Halacha, we know. We pass like Rabbi Yechanan. That's what Tosis said on Dal and Amanal. We pass like Rabbi Yechanan.
Is the Shtar given? He gives a lighter fashion than Shtar
Mamanis? Not really lighter fashion. In Mamanis, usually there's more room for lying. In Isadehete, we're talking about something religious. So people are religious. Sometimes people will be spiteful when they're holding by a divorce. So he'll say, he did divorce, he didn't divorce, so they're going to be spiteful. But under normal circumstances, mominous usually is where people are going to try to cheat each other, and the whole idea of a shtar is to have a raya. So that's what Rav Loza said, no shtar in momin is good, lekinyin, unless it can serve as a shtar raya later on. So even Rav Loza, the Tana, would agree to Rav Meir. That every shtar moment has to have a shtar, has to be able to serve as a shtar right. But in Gitvi Kedushin, it's not that it's more kal, it's not that it's less serious.
It's a different purpose, it's a different action.
It's in the area of Issa Deheta, so we don't have to be worried about people lying later on. If they lie, we'll have a problem. How are we going to ascertain? How are we going to prove it?
Okay,
but the Gerishin per se is not really. Oh, yeah, okay. The next Mishnah is a very, very famous Mishnah, a very famous sugya. The Mishnah now talks about who is qualified to serve as the sefer, who can write the get. Hakol k'shem lichta v'saget, afilu cheresh shoyta v'katon. What about a goy? The statement. Can a goy write the get? To have not one of the popular people who writes calligraphy, ksubis, is a goy. So you can write the beautiful git also if you want. So Rishai, can you have a get written by goy? So Gemara is going to discuss it. The Mishnah says, "Hakol shem lichta v'saget afilu chere shaita v'kot." Yeah, you can't sign it because he's not kosher ladies. The goy can't serve as one of the edim. Not the edim chasima, not the edim misir. He's not kosher ladies. But what about just to be the cipher? Is that good? See, the next Mishnah says, "Fakert." The Mishnah Achov Gimel Amud Aleph says, "Hakol shem lahavi es haget." Anybody can serve as a shliach lahaylochas haget. The husband doesn't have to give the get in person to his wife. He can appoint a shliach. Can he appoint a woman as a shliach lahaylochas? The Gemara says, yeah. The wife can appoint a shliach lekabola. Can she appoint a man as the shliach lahaylochas? The Gemara says, yeah, that's okay. What, the Gemara raised the possibility, since in order to serve as a shliach, you have to be yeshnum b'toiras. Let's say the Gemara has later an Eved Kenaini. You cannot appoint an Eved Kenaini as a shliach for a get. Where's the Gemara? Because here's on the top line on Chof Gimel and Beis. On the top line, Omer Abasi Omer Abiechan, Ein Ho Eved Nasa Shalich Lekabel Get Li Isha Miad Baila Lefi Sheina Betoris Get in the Kiddushin. So the Gemara knows Asvara. No pasuk needed. The Gemara knows Asvara. That shlucha shalodim kemoisa, a shliach can only represent the mishaleach if he has a shaychas with that parish, if he's yeshnim b'toiras. If the shliach is ain't a b'toiras gitin kedushin, an evit is ain't lo yachas, he can't have kedushin, he can't have gerushin. So the evit k'naini, even though dina ki yisrael, anochri is upgeret, anochri can never serve as a shliach for a yisrael, even in dina mominis. We learn that from a pasuk, but an evit k'naini is a ben briz. We learn that from a pasuk, anochri cannot serve as a shliach because we say, Kein tarimu gamatam. It says by Afrashas Trumas and Maisus and the end of Parshas Korach. It says all the Matnas Kuna repeated after Korach was Chaylik ala Kuna. So the Rabban Shalom wrote a whole Parshas to the end of Parshas Korach repeats all the Matnas Kuna. So it says Kein tarimu gamatam. You have to be Mafrish Trumas and Maisus. So why does it say Kein tarimu gamatam? Kein tarimu gamatam. So the Gemara says that the word gam is marbe. The Pashup Shatan Pasuk is something very different. But the Gemara says Adrasha. That the pasuk is mafresh shaliach. Kein tarimu atem is the former is mafresh. Gam the rabbi says hashliach. So the fact that the two are written one next to the other in the same pasuk, that's called a hekesh. And you have two dinim written next to each other, and the pasuk is a hekesh. So it says one next to the other. The former has the ability to be mafresh trumas and maisus, and the shliach of the former. So that's makish the shliach to the former. Just like who is the former? What kind of a former are we talking about? Ayid. The Torah is only speaking to Yidin. This is not for the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Nech. The Goyish farmers are not mechuyev to be mafresh trumas and maisus. So just like the farmer that the Chumash is speaking to is a Yiddish farmer, so to the Shliach that the farmer is going to pick, that the Chumash is not speaking to the Shliach. The farmer wants to appoint a Shliach. The Shliach has to be a Yid. The Shliach is going to be a Goy Teignish. Ma'atem B'nei Bris, Avshlochachem B'nei Bris. And Nevi K'naini is chayve mitzvahs ki'isha. So the Torah is speaking to Avadim K'naini. So you can't say that an Eved Knaini can never serve as a shliach for anything, anywhere, because he's nishken ben bris. No, an Eved Knaini is a ben bris. And nonetheless, Rabbi Yechanan says the Eved Knaini cannot serve as a shliach for Kabbalah Saget, based on a svara. The svara is, he's ain't a betor, he's gittin mi kiddushin. Rot nishken shaykh is bichlal to gittin mi kiddushin. Yeah. No, they talk about that kasha. The Medrash Pliya Svarim talk about that kasha. There are long discussions on it. So the Gemara has such a discussion later. If you have to be b'toiras, so you can say a svara like this: a man can never receive a get. Only women receive gift, and a woman can never give a get to her husband. A woman only a man gives.
Yeah.
So the Gemara raises the possibility: maybe a shliach lahaylocha always has to be a Jewish man. Nishkin goy, nishkin eved k'naini, and the shliach lekabbalah always has to be a Jewish woman who is yeshna matar. So the Gemara says no. The shliach lahaylocha can be either a man or a woman. Has to be a Jewish person as nishkin eved k'naini, and the shliach lekabbalah can either be a man or a woman. Doesn't make a difference. So it can be a relative. Even though it's a relative, it couldn't have possibly had Tvisis Kiddushim with this person. Doesn't matter. Yeshna Matoris Gitmi Kiddushim with a different husband. With a different husband. Doesn't mean Matoris Gitmi Kiddushim with this man. It doesn't have to have a Shaychas with this case. As long as it's a Jewish person, so that's what the Mishnah says. Hakol, the Mishnah Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. Hakol Kshem Lahavi Yesaget. Any Jewish person can serve as a Shlich Lahilochas Aget, except for Chutz Mechei Rishoyta Bekotten. A cherish at the cotton is a lab badas. He can never serve as a shliach on anything. And didi mamin is either. A summa, a blind person cannot serve as a shliach loyloch as a get an ayim. I said, why not? What's wrong with this?
How would he know to whom to give it?
So the Gemara says, I'll have it via saying at the color. He can recognize everybody by the voice. So the Gemara, first the Gemara thought, how is he going to know whom he's giving it to? Then the Gemara says, why not? How is a summa muta di ishta balayla? How is anybody muta di ishta balayla? If the lights are out, maybe it's an eshes ish. So the answer is, he recognizes his wife's voice. It's via saying at the
color. It's a strange woman. How can he recognize a strange woman's voice?
What if he knows? He knows the whole family. He lives in the neighborhood. So what do you have? So aloha, the summa can never be. So the Gemara asked that question. So the Gemara says, hacha maskinon, amar Rav Yosef here in the fourth wide line. And chav gimla med aleph. Omar Rav Yosef, why does the Mishnah say that a summa is no good? What do you mean he can't recognize him? What if he knows the whole family for the last 25 years? And he has a tefiyah saying that the call, he recognizes everybody. So he says, we're talking about a shliach la'ilocha and chutz la'aretz. The daf is zogim, b'fonai nechtav, b'fonai nechtav. So how can he identify the piece of paper? He can't see that this is the get. What kind of b'fonai nechtav? If he can't see, so he can't say b'fonai nechtav. But if it's a shliach la'ilocha and Eretz Yisrael, then he does lochas as a get. Fine. So the next Mishnah we understand. So now, in contrast,
how can the summer know that you're giving if you cannot see the get?
Somebody tells him.
Let's say the Baal. He talks to the Baal. The Baal gives him the get, and he says, "The Baal told me that this is the get. Bahariat Magoresh. See, if it is the get, it's good. If it's not the get, there's no good."
He
says, "The Baal gave him the get, and he holds it in his pocket. Then he comes and he says, the husband gave me this. He said it's a get. Bahariat Magoresh. So we're going to read it. We'll see. He was holding on to it the whole time, so he knows this is the same piece of paper that the Baal gave him. If it's the get, so he says, the Baal told me that this get was written in Shema. So if it's in Chutz Lord, Teiknish, because he has to be able to say, B'fon Anechta. But if it's in Eretz Yisrael, so the Gemara says, it would be good. It would have been good. So the Gemara is going to make now a contrast between these two Mishnayis. The Mishnah, Chav Gimel Amad Aleph, we understand very well. Acherish out of the cotton and anakam are no good for any shlichas, and an Evet Knaine is no good for shlichas over here by a get, a new din, and a b'teris. And some is a new din of chutz lord. So that Mishnah we understand. So now, in contrast, this Mishnah says modna chav beis and beis. Akol ksherem lichtav esaget afilu cheres shaita the kotor. Lahelach esaget is no good because you need shliches. Because you need shliches. Shlich lahelach esaget. And a cheres shaita the kotor labnei shliches nino. But akol ksherem lichtav esaget afilu cheres shaita the kotor. Nu gevalden. What happened to the shliches?
Yeah,
this gigantic Tysus, that's one of their issues. They bring up a lot of issues. This famous Tysus, that's one of the kashas that Tysus asks. They have other things. Just like a cherisha to the cotton is a la bar shlichis, for shlich lo ilochas aged. So it says in the Chumash, because of lo sefer krisis, the husband writes the get. So if the husband doesn't write the get in person, he asks the sefer to write it for him. Doesn't he have to appoint the sefer as a shliach that it should be considered, should be farech and shlucha shlodike moisa, we should consider it as if the husband himself wrote the get in person. So how can a cherish to the cotton serve as a shliach for the ksivas haget? That's Taisa's kasha.
What about his own get? What about writing his own get?
The husband writing his own get.
Writing his own get.
No, they never married. Cherishat to the cotton can never be married. I mean, Cherish has kiddushin de rabbanon.
Yeah.
So for the kiddushin de rabbanon, he can write his own get.
Because he doesn't shlichus. He would not shlichus. You would not have. You would not need shlichus if he's doing it by himself.
Okay. Yeah. If you have a cherish who's married with the Rabbanon, so he can write his own get, that's not a problem. Yeah, but here we're talking a real Eishes Ish Deraisa, a Godel is a real Bar Das is married to a woman, so he appoints a cherish out of the Kotan to write a get for him. So the Mishnah says that it's good. So before you get to the Gemara's Kasha, Taisa says, what's going on? How can it possibly be good? Just like the next Mishnah says that a cherish out of the Kotan Allah Bar Shlichis. Because you learn that from the Hekish, Kain Torimu Gamatem. The farmer has to be, the farmer can be mafresh Trumas HaMaisen, so the shliach of the farmer can be mafresh. So just like the farmer that we're talking about is a Yiddish farmer, so to the shliach has to be a Yiddish person, and has to be a bardas. The same Hekish excludes a Nochri. Matem b'nei das, avshlachach b'nei das, matem b'nei bris, avshlachach b'nei bris. Because the Torah is only speaking to the Gedolim, to the Yisraelim Gedolim. Torah doesn't speak to Cherusha to the cotton, then Labnei Chiyuve. So it doesn't speak to the goyim. They're not mechuyev. It's nish the shevim mitzvahs b'nei noach. So you say ma atem b'nei bris, ma atem b'nei das, av shelchachem b'nei das, and av shelchachem b'nei bris.
The ksiva doesn't affect anything in gerushin. The ksiva is just an instrument. If he doesn't write a get according to what we say before.
So that's what Taisus says, you don't need shlichus. So Taisus says that when from Dan that you don't need shlichus, the ksiva is a get. So Frek Taisus. Huh? We're going to get. The Gemara is going to have a long discussion. Exactly. That's the second day in Taisus. 3 days in Taisus. 3 days in Taisus. Exactly. And Ebenezer, they quote these 2 days. The Gemara has a few days. We're going to have to learn the Gemara.
You can get a ready get and just fill in the names.
Yeah. Right. So the first here, the Taisus says the Kasha. In this big Taisus on Chav Beis Amin Beis, the Ramas v'Halab b'nei Dayaninu. So Taisus, yes, the Kasha v'im Toima. How many lines down is it? Eight lines down. When it says Tosefta Divamis in parentheses, it says Pei Yud Aleph, Perik Yud Aleph. So the line after that. It says V'im Taima, they ask Akasha, about 8 lines into the Taisus, this gigantic Taisus. Akati Halabine Shlichas Nino Mai Mahani Godla. What does it help that the Cherush to the cotton is writing a get under the supervision of the Rabbonim? The Bezin is telling them how to write a get and to do it properly. It's a Halabar Shlichas, just like the Mishnah says on the next daf. A Cherush to the cotton cannot serve as a shliach, so how can he be the cipher for ksivas aget? And for Taisus, you don't need shlichas. V'yei shleima d'olei b'ina shlichas b'ksivah. Aye, but it says the cost of law sefer kriz doesn't mean the husband writes. No, not true. The cost of what it says in the Chumash, lava balkoi, the cost of someone should write a get l'shma. Aye, but it's enough in the Mishnah that says later, in the beginning of the third parak, it says, let's say the cipher has nothing to do, a little village has nothing to do. Ve'elim gedoylem. Torah doesn't speak to Cherusha to the cotton, then Labnei Chiyuve. Torah doesn't speak to the goyim, then not Mechuyiv. It's Nish the Shevim Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. So you say, Ma Atem B'nei Bris, Ma Atem B'nei Das, Av Shelchachem B'nei Das, and Av Shelchachem B'nei Bris.
The Ksiva doesn't affect anything in Gerushin. The Ksiva is just an instrument. If he doesn't write a get according to what we say before.
So that's what Taisus says, you don't need Shlichas. So Taisus says that when from Dan that you don't need Shlichas, the Ksiva is a get. So Frek Taisus. Huh? We're going to get. The Gemara is going to have a long discussion. Exactly. That's the second day in Taisus. 3 days in Taisus. 3 days in Taisus. Exactly. And Ebenezer, they quote these 2 days. The Gemara has a few days. We're going to have to learn the Gemara.
You can get a ready get and just fill in the names.
Yeah. Right. So the first here, the Taisus says the Kasha. In this big Taisus on Chav Beis Amin Beis, the Ramas v'Halab b'nei Dayaninu. So Taisus, yes, the Kasha v'im Toima. How many lines down is it? 8 lines down. When it says Tosefta Divamis in parentheses, it says Pei Yud Aleph, Perik Yud Aleph. So the line after that. It says V'yim Taima, they ask Akasha, about 8 lines into the Taisus, this gigantic Taisus. Akati Halabine Shlichas Nino Mai Mahani Godla. What does it help that the Cherush to the cotton is writing a get under the supervision of the Rabbonim? The Bezin is telling them how to write a get and to do it properly. It's a Halabar Shlichas, just like the Mishnah says on the next daf. A Cherush to the cotton cannot serve as a shliach, so how can he be the cipher for ksivas aget? And for Taisus, you don't need shlichas. V'yei shleima d'olei b'ina shlichas b'ksivah. Aye, but it says the cost of law sefer kriz doesn't mean the husband writes. No, not true. The cost of what it says in the Chumash, lava balkoi, the cost of someone should write a get l'shma. Aye, but it's enough in the Mishnah that says later, in the beginning of the third parak, it says, let's say the cipher has nothing to do, a little village has nothing to do.
Right.
He starts writing out gittin for every couple. In the event that they decide to get married, he writes out a get for them. In the event that they decide to get married, he has all the gittin already. Then when somebody comes and want to get divorced, he pulls it out of his file, here's the get already made, and he wrote it lishma. He wrote it lishma. So the Mishnah says it's absolutely no good whatsoever because it's not lishma. Why is it not lishma? So Taisa says, doesn't that show that you have to have shlichas? Isn't that what it means? Because of law, the husband has the right to get, or the husband has to appoint a shlichas, the right. So Taisus says, no, that's not because you need shlichas. You don't need shlichas. It's not called lishma unless the husband authorizes the sefer to write. If the sefer writes on his own, it's not considered lishma. That's pshat. But it's not that the husband has to appoint the sofer as a shliach l'ksivis haget. There's no need for shliachus. That's what Taisa starts off with saying. There's no need for shliachus. Then the second half of the Taisa is going to go weiter, 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 weiter. Then they say, the oyde shloima, and they're going to go, oyde has to tell the Edom directly, has to tell the sofer directly, and he has to tell the Edom directly that they should write the get and that they should sign the get. Hashiyama la sofer ksev, the Edom chasayma. So the Gemara has a machlekes amaroyim. What's the din if the husband in the little village in Texas and the people are coming to New York anyway, he says, he singles out, he says, go to New York and appoint a sofer and an Edom to write a get. Oimer Imru, the husband is Oimer to the Edom, Imru, you go over there and you appoint. So that's a machlekes, and we're machmir even on Oimer Imru. We don't allow that to be done. So the Ramban is bothered with Akasha. The Ran, and that sugi in the end of Gittin, quotes Akasha that the Ramban asks, what's wrong with Omer Imru? He never heard that a man can appoint a shliach shalai b'fanav. When I want to appoint a shliach l'kidushin, I want to appoint a shliach l'hafrashas truma, I want to appoint a shliach for mekach hamemka. So I have to appoint him, pon him, can I get pon him? I have to. You can't make a shliach shalai b'fanav. Shliach is a shliach, a different thing. So the Ramban happens to hold that shliach is a shliach doesn't work. By halachas I get, for sure it does work. But let's say by ksivas I get. By ksivas I get, it doesn't work. Gemara says it doesn't work by ksivas I get. The Gemara calls it mili. So mili la mimsur l'shliach. He can say, if I point to this group of people, I want you to write the get and I want them to sign it from an Edom. Everybody's writing get 100 get in a day. Everybody's getting divorced. My father used to say, more people getting divorced than getting married. Because my father was in the Sadi Gittin for so many years and he never had chazanus. He wasn't in the practicing rabbinate. So my father had the Gittin 100 to 1. 100 times more Gittin than chazanus that he attended. So many Gittin in New York. So let's say the husband lives in some little village in Texas. There's no rabbi, there's no sofer. So he tells people who are going to New York, I tell you what, when you go to New York, you see to it, you take care of a get for me. So the Mishnah says that that's not acceptable. The husband has to tell the Edom directly, has to tell the sofer directly, and he has to tell the Edom directly that they should write the get and that they should sign the get. Hashiyama la sofer ksev, the Edom chasayma. So the Gemara has a machlekes amaroyim. What's the din if the husband in the little village in Texas and the people are coming to New York anyway, he says, he singles out, he says, go to New York and appoint a sofer and an Edom to write a get. Oimer Imru, the husband is Oimer to the Edom, Imru, you go over there and you appoint. So that's a machlokes, and we're machmir even on Oimer Imru. We don't allow that to be done. So the Ramban is bothered with Akasha. The Ran, and that sugi in the end of Gittin, quotes Akasha that the Ramban asks, what's wrong with Omer Imru? He never heard that a man can appoint a shliach shalai b'fanav. When I want to appoint a shliach l'kidushin, I want to appoint a shliach l'hafrashas truma, I want to appoint a shliach for mekach hamemka. So I have to point him, pun him, can I get pun him? I have to. You can't make a shliach shalai b'fanav.
Shliach is a different thing.
So the Ramban happens to hold that shliach is a shliach doesn't work. By halachas I get, for sure it does work. But let's say by ksivas I get. By ksivas I get, it doesn't work. Gemara says it doesn't work by ksivas I get. The Gemara calls it mili. So mili la mimsur l'shliach. He can say, if I point to this group of people, I want you to write the get and I want them to sign it, and then you're busy. So after I walk away, you give over the power of authority to someone else. You ask other people to write the get and to sign it. So then the Gemara says that's no good. That's called mili la mimsron l'shaliach. You only say shaliach or shliach when I made the first shliach, I bail him on the whole thing. The here is nishken bailim is just writing the get and signing the get. Nothing happened yet. The chalos didn't take place. If I make you a shliach to deliver, have a get, and I make you a shliach to give the get to my wife, that's a koyach habaylus. When you're going to give the get to my wife, she's going to be megureshes. So you have a koyach habaylus. You can transfer that koyach habaylus to a shliach sheni, and he'll afilu shliach shlishi, afilu admei shluchim, and then you say shliach is a shliach. But just the appointing a person as a shliach, for ksivas aget and chasimas aget, nothing was chal yet. All you have is a get, but it wasn't given over yet. So I never empowered you with any koyach habaylus to any serious extent. So then the Gemara says, that's called mili la mimsron l'shliach sheni. The shliach rishon can give it to a shliach sheni. But what if it's not a case of mila? Not that I ask you, ksov get lishti, v'chisma get lishti, and I walk away, and then you on your own want to ask someone else. I ask you, please go over there to that bezdin in Brooklyn and have them write a get and sign the get on my behalf. Would that be good? So the Gemara says, no, that's the machlokes amoraim, oimer imru. If I tell you, go tell them. So the Ramban asks, why is it no good? He's simply being memaneh shliach shaloi b'fonav, shvekter Ramban. You never heard it? What is halacha? You have to be memaneh shliach b'fonav. And if I send a letter, it's no good. I send a letter to a lawyer and I say, I appoint you a real estate agent. I appoint you as my agent to represent me, to sell my real estate, to buy some real estate for me, to be mekadosh an ishur for me. So you can't send a letter to somebody. You can't appoint the person a shliach shaloi b'fonav, us a shliach. So the Ramban says, Avad Shlichas, you can appoint even the Rishonim have this machlekes. Avad, you can appoint the Shliach Shalai Defona, but here he says it has nothing to do with Shlichas. If the din would have been that because of the husband has the right to get, and if he appoints the Shliach, that's a din, and if he asks Sofer to write it for him, that's a din of Shlichas, then would have been okay. It would have been no problem, my Marimru. He's appointing the Shliach Shalai Defona. But the Ramban said it's not it. The Ramban goes with the first day in Tosfos here on Chav Gimel Amud Beis. That it's not at all shlichus. It's not. It's something different from shlichus, which is sometimes kal and sometimes chomer. It's kal that it doesn't bother me if the guy's a cheresh out to the cotton. The halacha that a cheresh out to the cotton can't serve as a shlichus only when you're employing the principle of shlichus. Here you're not employing the principle of shlichus. But on the other hand, it's more chomer. We call it just not to confuse it with shlichus. We call it with a different name, tzivui habal. The Baal has to authorize the Sefer to write the get and the Yadim to sign it. Instead of calling it Shlichas, we call it Tziva Baal. With that, the Tziva Baal is going to be considered Shaloi Lishmo. So this Dina Tziva Baal is different from Shlichas, Bein Lekula, Bein Lechum. It's different Lekula, Cherisha to the cotton doesn't bother me, but it's different Lechum. It's only called Tziva Baal if it's Tzivu Yashir, if it's a direct Tzivu. So the Ramban says, although normally you can make a Shliach Shaloi Befano, there's no problem. That's when you're dealing with the real Shliach. But here it's not a din of shlichus, it's a din of tzivi abal. It has to be dafke bifono. If you're going to make the tzivi abal shalev, I'll send a letter. My husband lives in Texas, so he sends a letter to the bezin in New York. I want the sefer to write a get for my wife and the adam to sign it, and they should give the get to my wife. So to give the get to my wife, that he can do shalev bifono. That's not a problem. He can send a letter. That's a real min of shlichus. I appoint the shlich lohelechus aget to give it to my wife. But when he asks the sefer to write to get and the aid him to sign, that's not shlichus, that's something different, that's tzivay abal, that has to be befono. That's the Ramban's chiddush. The Ra'or, Rabbaran Alevi, the Talmud of the Ramban, disagrees. The Ran quotes the Machlokes later. Rabbaran Alevi disagrees and he says, no, regular shlichus. He holds like the second day in Tosfos. When you appoint a sefer to write to get and the aid him to sign, it's a regular din of shlichus, shluchus, 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 identical, bein lekula, bein Ramban, that the tzivui abal has to be befono. But the Shabbos, what if he picks up the telephone and he calls on the phone and he's talking to the sefer and to the Aiden? Now how do we know who's on the other end of the phone? So those, if you have a phone with a television and you can see him and we recognize him, says the good. Let's say you have a phone with a television, we don't know who he is. But let's say we know who the rabbi is in the community. So the rabbi gets on the television and says, I know this man, this is Yankel Reb Shmero, and I know his wife, and she's now living in New York, and I identify. Well, let's say you don't have a telephone with a television screen, but you recognize the rabbi's voice. We talk to the rabbi every week on the telephone about other issues. So the rabbi calls and he says, I have a man who wants to divorce his wife, and his name is Pliny Ben Pliny, and here he is, and I'm putting him on the line. So the rabbi gave a hakar. The rabbi identified this as Pliny. So it's not that maybe he's a man from around the corner, and it's a faker who says that he's the husband, and he wants... We have someone came and he identified. The din is the only need eid echad to identify. Let's say a couple comes to bed and the man says, I want to divorce my wife. And he wants to discuss it. How do you know that he's the husband and he wants to divorce his wife? Maybe the woman is an Eishes Ish. Maybe this is her boyfriend. He's the second husband. He wants to marry her. He comes and he makes believe he's the first husband. We don't know who they are. Comes and he makes believe. So the Gemara says that Meikir Adin Deraisa is a Yebagloi. We believe him. He says, I am the husband. So Menatari he's believed. Mid the Rabbanon, that's the Gemara on Samach Vavam and Aleph, after the first Mishnah. The three Mishnayos on Samach Vavam and Aleph. So after the first Mishnah, the Gemara seems to say, in this issue here, Tosfos raises it, so it sounds like it's just a tilpul. It doesn't make too much of a difference. Halacha l'maaseh, we're going to learn the Gemara. But there's Chaptan Afkamina. Can the Baal do the Tzivui HaBaal, Shaloi B'fanov, of the Sefer and the Eidim. Today, many Rabbanim are makel in the following case. If the husband sends a letter, I want Pliny to be the Sefer, I'm Pliny to be the Eidim, to sign the get. That's the Ramban holds that that's no good. You know, maybe B'shas HaTchak, B'shas HaTchak Godliya to be makel, but L'chatchila for sure, we're machmir not to violate the Shitas Ramban, that the Tzivri Abal has to be befonot. But the Shabbos, what if he picks up the telephone and he calls on the phone and he's talking to the Sefer and to the Eidim? Now, how do we know who's on the other end of the phone? So those, if you have a phone with a television and you can see him and we recognize him, says the good. Let's say you have a phone with a television, we don't know who he is. So let's say we know who the rabbi is in the community. So the rabbi gets on the television and says, I know this man, this is Yankel Reb Shmero, and I know his wife and she's now living in New York, and I identify him. Well, let's say you don't have a telephone with a television screen, but you recognize the rabbi's voice. We talk to the rabbi every week on the telephone about other issues. So the rabbi calls and he says, I have a man who wants to divorce his wife, and his name is Pliny Ben Pliny, and here he is, and I'm putting him on the line. So the rabbi gave a hakar. The rabbi identified this as Pliny. So it's not that maybe he's a man from around the corner, and it's a faker who says that he's the husband, and he wants... We have someone came, and he identified. The din is the only need eid echad to identify. Let's say a couple comes to Bez, and the man says, I want to divorce my wife. And he wants to discuss it. How do you know that he's the husband and he wants to divorce his wife? Maybe the woman is an Eishes Ish. Maybe this is her boyfriend. He's the second husband. He wants to marry her. He comes and he makes believe he's the first husband. We don't know who they are. Comes and he makes believe. So the Gemara says that Meikir Adin Deraisa is a Yebagloi. We believe him. He says, I am the husband. So Menatari he's believed. Midirabbanon, that's the Gemara on Samach Vavam and Aleph, after the first Mishnah. The three Mishnayos on Samach Vavam and Aleph. So after the first Mishnah, the Gemara seems to say, the Ksois points it out, Minatara, the man is Bagloip to say, I am the husband and I want to divorce my wife. And Midirabbanon, they made a Chumer that you have to have Hakorim and Tiyacherim. Somebody else has to identify the husband. Now, who does the somebody else have to be? So the Gemara says in Yevamos, you don't have to have two kosher eidim, afilu eid echad, afilu korav, afilu isha, as long as some person out, it's not needed min ha-Torah, that's called ishtemai de'inu, the hakara, to identify that this is the husband, or let's say the yovam, to do chalitza. The woman's husband died, and she's not allowed to remarry until she has chalitza, and the brother lives in South Africa. So 5 years go by, and somebody comes in with a South African accent, and he says he's the brother, he has no identification, and he says he's going to do chalitza. Do we believe him? Maybe his tama person came, and he wants to do the woman a favor, and he claims that he's a liar. Maybe he claims he's the brother. So does he have to have documents in order to prove that you have to... So min ha-Torah, the pasuk can say, min ha-Torah is a bagloip to say that he is the brother of the meis, and he can do the chalitza. Mid the Rabbanon, we wouldn't permit that. We would require hakore, identification in piacherim. But because it's only mid the Rabbanon, we say, hey, dechot is sufficient, you don't need to aid him, and afilu isha, afilu korev, is also good. And the Gemara says, if it's a big shas atchak, then the Gemara says, kais v'minois nafal pishein makirim. That's the Gemara here. If you have a big shas atchak, Mishnah gives the case, the man is in a dungeon imprisoned by the Romans, and there's no way to identify him. So he says, give my wife a get, they're going to leave me here forever. Give my wife, my name is so-and-so, I come from such a city, give my wife a get. So even though he has no ID card, he's in the dungeon, how's he going to prove, how's he going to identify himself? So the Mishnah says, if it's such a shas atchak, you revert back to the din derais. So that's the shaila. Let's say the husband calls up on the telephone, and we have a hakara. We know the rabbi in the community, we talk to him every week, and we recognize the rabbi's telephone, and he says, this man is the husband, his wife lives in New York, he knows the whole case. And the husband tells directly to the sefer and to the eidim, I want you to write the get, and I want you to sign the get. So that's what many poskim of our generation, the Rav and Rav Moshe, were masking to this. Most of the poskim are makel on this. That even according to the Ramban, that would be considered tzivei abal bifonov. The Ramban didn't mean bifonov, ponim keneged ponim. He meant direct tzivei abal. So if he talks to him directly on the telephone, so that's called direct tzivei abal. So even the Ramban would agree that that's good, even though he doesn't see him. Just you have the issue with the hakara. You have to know for sure that it's the right person. So you have the rabbi in the community identifies him, so you know that it's the right person. So that was the issue that Tosis raised. Tosis raised a major issue before you even begin the Gemara. Tosis says, look at the contrast between the two Mishnayos. The next Mishnah says, Cherushah to the cotton is no good because not b'nei shlichus and kol atar kula. Cherushah to the cotton is not good. How can it be over here? How can it be? How is the shach that it's good? So the first day in Taisa said, not a problem, you don't need any shlichus. The Gemara is going to raise other problems, but the shlichus issue is not a problem. And the second day, Taisus said, no, it is a problem, and we have to mucho isateret. We're going to learn the Gemara, and the Gemara is going to touch up why it's not a problem. So the nafkamina la'alocha, the big nafkamina la'alocha, bisman hazeh, is this machlekes the Ramban and the Ra'oh, whether the husband can appoint the sefer, the tzibui habal, the Ramban claims has to be befana, because it's not the same as shlichus, bein l'kula, bein l'chumra is different. And the Ra'oh says, no, it's the same as shlichus, the zelbezach is shlichus, just like shlichus can be appointed, you can appoint the shlich shalei befana, so the husband can make the tzibui habal, shalei befnei sefer also. That's the main nafkamina.
Why do you have to
be a
chassan
that
is not written with
Shema?
You don't need?
That's the Gemara's kasha. That's the Gemara. That's the kasha that the Gemara has. Labnei Dayan. If the person chershet katan lab bar das, what kind of lishma is it? Lishma means you're thinking lishma. If it is thought, his thoughts don't count. We consider alpidin as if he's a lab. That more tsaris were caused to our nation because of the internal strife that was caused from all the sinna, all the anti-Semitism from the goyim. The Chazal have the comment, the Kabbalah Svarim have, the Rabbeinu Bechaya ala Torah quotes from the Sefer Hecholos, from the Kabbalah Sefer, commenting on the last pasuk in Parshas Miketz. Ve'atem alu l'sholoim el avichem, Yosef tells the brothers, Binyamin hu isha shanim tzahagavir b'yaduhu yeli ovid, I'm going to keep Binyamin as an eved. Ve'atem and all the other brothers, Alulu shalom alavichim, you're all freed, you're all released, you can go back to the father. So the Pashup shot, go back to the old man, Yaakov Avinu in Eretz Yisrael. So the Kabbalah Swarm say that it means you're going to be punished from this, you're going to be killed. Al Kiddush Hashem by the Goyim, you're going to go back to heaven. Alulu shalom alavichim shabash shemayim. And the Kabbalah Swarm say that that's the remez in the Chumash for the Asara Harugei Malchus. What do you mean Asara Harugei Malchus? Not only Asara Harugei Malchus, the Chazal and many Midrashim say, all of the tzoras throughout all the biggest tzoras that we had throughout all the generations were caused because of the pirud among Klal Yisrael, because the brothers don't get along amongst themselves. They tzikrit among themselves. And that's what Yosef wanted to bring out on this occasion. Why did he keep on... He says he wants Binyamin, he wants this, he wants that. Why did he make him so meshuggah? He wanted to bring out the true brothers, that they really do love each other, that they do care for each other. That's how the Mefarshim say, what is the connection between the Haftarah of Miketz and Parshas Miketz? The Haftarah of Miketz about Shlomo HaMelech with the two women, with the dead baby. Okay. So some say because Miketz begins with the king having a dream, and the Haftarah starts with Shlomo HaMelech had a dream, and he asked for Chochmah, and his dream was fulfilled, and he got the Chochmah. So just like Parah's dream was interpreted and was fulfilled, so Shlomo HaMelech's dream was fulfilled. Vayikatz Shlomo v'hinei chalom. But others point out it's more than that. That just like in the Sedra, Yosef is negotiating back and forth in order to bring out the true brothers. It's on the superficially there was a machlekes over here, but then deep down he wanted to bring out that now they were together, they did love each other. So that's what Shlomo was trying to bring out. Who's the true mother? And each one tiny is that they're the mother. And then he tricked them. He got them to admit who the true mother was. Unfortunately, the Navi Yecheskel says that that's going to happen in Limos HaMashiach. That's going to be lost in love. But that's what we have to all work on that. Each Eda has to not be Mevata. Nobody has to be Mevata. But instead of emphasizing what the difference is, that this one has a minig from an Altech Sidi Sherebbe that you sneeze like this. The other has a minig to Dafke do it like this and to that. So everyone is entitled to their varieties of Minhagim and so on. But we don't have to keep on
emphasizing.
Yeah, we don't have to emphasize the Hevdalim. We should emphasize the fact that we have 613 mitzvahs, that basically everything is the same. We all agree on the Ikari Amuna. We all follow the same Shulchan Aruch. Here and there we have slight differences, but we should de-emphasize the differences and emphasize more the Tzad HaShoveh that we all have in common. And this will possibly lead to the Kiyum of the Nevuah of Yecheskel, that lost in love will become one nation again, where you're supposed to be.
Right.
About, I thought somebody...